Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the market wrap for Monday, the 27th of March. Well, the Australian share market started the week relatively flat after hitting seven straight weeks of declines at the end of last week. Investors had a cautious start to the week ahead of two key economic updates which could influence the cash rate decision. The ASX 200 edged slightly higher by 7 points or 0.1% to 6,962. Looking at sector performance today, most of the 11 sectors were higher with the exception of three sectors which fell today. Energy weighed most on the market as a law to cap greenhouse emissions was passed in lower parliament today, which will impact those companies with high gas emissions. Oil prices were also lower. Woodside was the biggest weight on the energy index, down in the order of 3.4% today. Financials fell by 0.2%. On the other hand, utilities performed best, advancing 2.2%, while healthcare, consumer staples, and tech also posted modest gains. Looking at the best performers today, Origin Energy rose 3.1%, supporting that rise in the utilities sector. InvoCare was up 1.2% after rejecting the takeover offer from TPG Global, stating the proposal does not provide compelling value for InvoCare shareholders. Healius rose around 2% after releasing an update regarding the takeover from Australian Clinical Labs. Two of its largest shareholders, which make up about 21% of its shareholdings, stated that the offer is unattractive. And Goodman Group climbed around 2% today, supporting the lift in the real estate sector. In terms of losers today, lithium miner Lake Resources was under pressure as it actually fell the most on the ASX 200, dropping by 13.5% as the price of lithium slumped, especially in China. This also follows a non-executive chairman selling a chunk of shares last week. Shares in Latitude tumbled 2.5% after providing an update on its cyber attack. It found that 7.9 million driver's licenses had been stolen, an upward revision from their first statement of 100,000, which was said last week. 53,000 passports have also been compromised, along with other customer information as the investigation continues. Premier Investments released its earnings results today. It posted record sales at four of its seven brands, with total retail sales up 17.6%, while online sales fell 12.5% as customers returned to physical stores post-lockdowns. Its net profits were also up, however, its shares in Premier fell 2.5% today. And finally, Ampol declined 1.2% after announcing that earnings may be impacted by about $30 to $50 million due to repairs required at one of its Queensland refineries. Looking ahead in Australia, retail sales figures will be released tomorrow and monthly inflation figures will be released on Wednesday. Over in the US, the most notable release will be the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation read, due to be released on Friday. And the Aussie dollar is trading near 66.5 US cents. Have a great night.